Good day, and welcome to Hiroshima University's English Podcast. Hi, everyone. Thanks for coming to Hiroshima University's English Podcast. I'm Joe.
I'm Praline.
And today we're talking about something everyone likes. We're talking about...
Art! 皆さんはどのような美術作品が一番好きですか?皆さん、こんにちは。私はコロナの関係でちょっと海外に出かけることは難しいと思うんですけど、海外で美術作品をもし見たいなって思う方がいたらわかると思うんですけど、英語で全て説明が書かれてあったり、英語で全て説明を受けるんですね。なので今回は英語でまた芸術の作品について話していこうと思います。 Joe, what is your favorite art piece of all time?
Okay, it's very hard to decide, but I will say my favorite is called Guernica by Pablo Picasso. It's one of the most moving anti-war paintings in history.
最も歴史の中で感動的で反戦の作品なんですね。
Yes, it's one of the most moving anti-war paintings in history. It's a painting in Madrid in Spain, and actually I went and saw it. It's about the size of a whole wall, so it's very big. And the painting is about a war that was about 85 years ago. The Nazi German airplanes bombed a town in northern Spain. Okay, so it's about that. The disaster from this bombing by the airplanes. And the painting itself is kind of in a cubism style, surrealism style, and it's only in gray, black, and white.
Gray, black, and white. Okay.
Right. And in the painting, it shows the suffering of people and animals, and there's chaos, screaming women, and flames.
Screaming women and flames. Okay, that sounds scary.
Right, it's a pretty emotional painting. I think it's really cool. How about you, Pearline? What's your favorite art piece of all time?
My favorite art piece is Mona Lisa. Mona Lisa Leonardo da Vinci. I think everyone knows this piece.
Yes, in the Louvre in Paris, yes.That's a good one. I like it too.
Yes. And Joe, who is your favorite artist?
Okay, again, there were a lot of them, but I will say Pierre-Auguste Renoir. Renoir, okay?
Renoir.
He was a famous French impressionist painter about 150 years ago, right? And he especially used a lot of bright and beautiful colors, and he had some really good pictures of women. For example, one...painting. It's called A Girl with a Watering Can. And actually, I have a replica of that in my house.
Oh, really?
It's not the original. Of course, right. Anyway, if you go to a lot of museums in America or in France, for example, in France, in Paris, it's called the Orsay Museum. They have Renoir paintings, right. How about you, Pearline? What's your favorite artist of all time?
I would say I don't have that much of information about art, but I find art pieces from Vincent van Gogh to be very unique and interesting. So I like his art pieces very much.
Yes, Van Gogh, also, he's also impressionist, so kind of similar, right?
Yes.
Yeah, very good, very good.
はい、今日はとても有名な彫刻についてお話をしていきたいと思います。それはミケランジェロスという方の、皆さんがきっと美術や歴史の教科書で一度は目にしたことがあると思います。ダビデ像という英語ではデイビッドという作品なんですけど、裸の男性の彫刻作品を作った方の、作品について説明をしていきます。で、この作品は世界遺産にも登録されているものです。 Joe, have you ever seen Michelangelo's David before
Actually, yes. In Florence, Italy, so that's in the middle of Italy, it's inside of a museum, and it really looks cool. Again, it was made about 500 years ago.
Yes, yes.
And it's this huge statue of a man. Of course, he's naked,
yes.
right? But he looks very heroic.
Mm.
And you can see the muscles on his skin and things like that. It's a heroic male nude, right?
Yes. Is there something in his hand that he's holding or...
Yeah, I think he has something, but I don't quite remember. Do you know, Perline?
No, I don't know either. 皆さん、ダビデ像という作品の名前を検索して写真を見てみてくださいね。Please listen to the dialogue in slow speed.
Thank you for letting me into your art studio, Miss Watanabe. I've been a fan.Of your sculptures ever since I saw them online.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you. Not many people ask to see where I work or the unfinished projects.
But these are amazing. I can imagine how much talent and patience it takes to make sculptures.Out of blocks? Of stone?
Oh, it's marble, actually. And my work isn't that impressive. But I'm going to keep working on my art. And someday, I'll be famous. And everyone will see my work.
That's a great dream. But I think you can do it.You have so much talent. I think it's just as good as... What was he called? Michael...
Michelangelo?
Yeah, that guy.
He's such a big inspiration to me. Everyone knows Michelangelo's work.Even if they don't know much about art, like you.
Well, you don't need to know much about art to appreciate it.
Yeah. Oh, I hope someday I can create something as amazing as David.
David? I thought we were talking about Michael.
No!David is the name of the sculpture. Oh, never mind.
Well, why haven't you started creating your David?
I guess I haven't found the right inspiration yet.
Hey, I can model for you.
Okay.But just for fun, okay? A real piece will take weeks. Hang on, I'll get my tools. You just find a comfortable position.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Ah! Why are you naked?
I thought you wanted to make a David.
Oh no, he took off his clothes to be a model for her so he could be like David. Oh
yes.
No.
A very surprising ending.
Yes, a little bit embarrassing.
Yes. はい、それではダイアログ、台本の方を説明していこうと思います。まず男性の方からアートスタジオに招待してくれた感謝を渡辺さんに述べます。彼女が作る彫刻をインターネットで見つけて以来ファンになったんだと彼は伝えます。渡辺さんが私の作業場や未完成の作品が見たいと言ってくれる人はそんなにいないので、こちらこそ会えて嬉しいですと言います。その後、彼が作品を称賛し、多くの才能と忍耐力がかかることでしょう。この作品は石のブロックからできたんですか?と尋ねます。この忍耐力という単語は patience という単語です。
Yes, it takes patience to do something. Very good expression. For example, you know, at Hiroshima University, there are long lines outside the cafeteria at lunchtime, right? Long lines.
Yes.
It takes patience to wait in the lines, right?
Yes, it takes patience to wait in the lines.
Yeah. And to give one more example here, it takes patience to learn something well, right? Often many years like that. It takes patience to learn something well.
Yes. そして渡辺さんはこの作品は大理石からできていると言います。私の作品はそんなに印象的ではありませんが、今後も作品を作り続けて有名になってみんなに私の作品を見てもらいたいんですと言います。大理石はマーボーと言います。
Right, in English it's called marble. It's a beautiful type of stone. Often buildings, especially in other countries, for example, in Washington, D.C., in America, the buildings are made of marble. It's a very beautiful rock. And of course, the statue is also made of marble.
Yes. そして彼は、それは素敵な夢できっと叶えますよ。あなたは才能豊かなので、と渡辺さんを励まします。あなたの作品はマイケルでしたっけ?同じくらい素晴らしいですと言います。渡辺さんがミケランジェロのことですか?と聞きます。そして彼がそうです、その人ですと答えて、渡辺さんは彼は私に刺激を与えてくれています。あなたのように美術作品を詳しく知らない人でもみんな彼の作品を知っていますからと答えます。ここでの to be a big inspiration to someone は刺激を与えてくれるということです。Joe, what high school teacher was a big inspiration to you?
Okay, I will say two people were big inspirations to me. My biology teacher, she was a young woman, she was very good. And my physics teacher, he was an older man, and he was also very good. So they were inspirations to me. How about you, Pearline? What high school teachers were big inspirations to you?
To me, I would say... Also, I have two big inspirations. I didn't like studying, but my English teacher was a big inspiration to me. And also, my PE teacher was also a very big inspiration for me.
Okay, very good. And in the dialogue, the woman says that Michelangelo's David is a big inspiration to her.
Yes. その後、彼は作品を鑑賞するのに、美術作品について詳しく知る必要はないですからね、と言います。ここでの to appreciate art という表現は、to appreciate だけだったら感謝するという意味もありますが、appreciate art の場合は美術作品を鑑賞するという意味の表現になります。
Right, so it's kind of like to understand art, to understand what it means, and to like it, to also like it, right?
Yes.
Pearline, do you usually appreciate art? sometimes, right?
Yes, sometimes.
okay, right.
で、渡辺さんが、そうですね、いつかデイビッドさんのような素晴らしい作品を作りたいですと言います。そしてその後彼はデイビッド、マイケルの話をしていたのではないですかと困惑した様子で尋ねます。その後渡辺さんはデイビッドという作品、名前の作品を作ったんです。あ、気にしないでと答えます。じゃあなんでまだ自分らしいデイビッドをまだ作ったことがないんですかと彼は聞いて、まだ作品を作るためのいい刺激をもらえてないからかなと渡辺さんは答えます。その後彼が、じゃあ僕が作品のモデルになるよと提案します。その後渡辺さんは、いいよ、じゃあ面白半分でやりましょうね。本当の作品なら数週間かかるから。ちょっと待っていてね、道具を取っていきます。楽な姿勢を探していてねと渡辺さんは言います。このちょっと待っていてねという表現は、英語では Hang on!と言います。
Right, very easy, right? Hang on. It's the same as like, wait a minute, wait a second, or hang on just a second. They're all the same. And with that, let's listen to the dialogue at natural speed.
Thank you for letting me into your art studio, Miss Watanabe. I've been a fan of your sculptors. ever since I saw them online.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you. Not many people ask to see where I work or the unfinished projects.
But these are amazing. I can imagine how much talent and patience it takes to make sculptures out of blocks of stone?
Oh, it's marble, actually. And my work isn't that impressive. But I'm going to keep working on my art. And someday, I'll be famous. And everyone will see my work.
That's a great dream. But I think you can do it. You have so much talent. I think it's just as good as... What was he called? Michael...
Michelangelo?
Yeah, that guy.
He's such a big inspiration to me. Everyone knows Michelangelo's work, even if they don't know much about art, like you.
Well, you don't need to know much about art to appreciate it.
Yeah. Oh, I hope someday I can create something as amazing as David.
David? I thought we were talking about Michael.
No! David is the name of the sculpture. Oh, never mind.
Well, why haven't you started creating your David?
I guess I haven't found the right inspiration yet.
Hey, I can model for you.
Okay, but just for fun, okay? A real piece will take weeks. Hang on, I'll get my tools. You just find a comfortable position.
Okay.
Are you ready? Ah, why are you naked?
I thought you wanted to make a David.
So everyone, this year with the corona problem, you cannot probably go to another country, right? But definitely, definitely next year, go to some foreign country and you'll find that there's some great museums there. And I think you'll be able to appreciate the art that is in the museums around the world.
Yes. それでは皆さん、we'll see you next time at Hiroshima University's English Podcast. Goodbye.
Take care. Bye.